Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about the Tennessee Titans in this NFL team preview for 2022, it's our expert host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
What's going on, Jeremiah? Happy 4th of July, everyone out there celebrating. We got a special show here for you with the Titans today doing their team preview for 2022. This is a very good team. I can't wait to talk more about it in just a minute.
Absolutely. Yeah, and happy 4th of July to all who celebrate out there. This is definitely a huge 4th of July because it's the mid preseason. We're really thinking about what these teams are going to be doing. It's a great day to kick back, celebrate, talk about football. So we just want to say thank you to everyone watching and listening to our podcast, because it's because of you sitting around chatting about football, especially bringing up 100 yards of football, that we've been able to grow so quickly and so much in the last few years. Over 1,000 episodes of our podcast, over 1,000 episodes of our live broadcast. We are here for you every day in and out with the best information for football. Well, Mr. Logan Landers, the Tennessee Titans, the team on deck. I tell you, I lived in Tennessee for a long time, so I kept an eye on this team for quite a while. This is something that's going to be exciting. We know last season was very exciting, but this one, I believe, they're going to come back with a vengeance. So what do you see in this future for this team?
Well, back in 2021, the Titans had a very good team, finished 12-5, won the AFC South, their division. And then the divisional round came, and they had an absolute heartbreaker, Jeremiah. They lost 19-16 on a game-winning field goal by the Cincinnati Bengals, who went on to be the runner-ups in this year's past Super Bowl. So close defeat, almost there. So they are coming with a vengeance, like you said, this upcoming 2022 season. We're going to talk about their team, their depth chart, who they got in free agency, their schedule, and my predictions for how they will do this upcoming year. So let's get into some free agents. Who's gone, who is coming back, and who is the new person on campus here for the Titans? Let's talk about the new acquisitions. They got Robert Woods, the wide receiver from the LA Rams, the champs. That's a big addition. Austin Hooper, the tight end from the Browns, is coming on over. You have A.J. Moore, the safety, and DeMarcus Walker, the edge rusher, both those gentlemen coming from the Texans. Trenton Cannon, the running back, is coming over from the 49ers. Jamarco Jones, the left tackle, is moving on over from the Seahawks. And some of the gentlemen that you've lost who are no longer on the team, Marcus Johnson, Darrington Evans, Kyrie Blossom Game, Dane Cruikshank, Roger Saffold, David Quisenberry, Brandon Kemp, A.J. Brown, traded him on draft night, of course, to the Eagles. Anthony Firkser, Rashawn Evans, Cameron Batson, both those gentlemen, those passing gentlemen all go to the Falcons. Deontay Foreman's going to the Panthers, and then Jayon Brown and Kyle Pico both going to the Las Vegas Raiders. They've also re-signed a lot of gentlemen as well. We're not going to get into it because that's going to take about 20 more minutes of the show. But all that is to say they had a pretty good free agency all in all. They lost some guys. They gained some good ones. I don't think a phenomenal free agency, but they didn't do anything. So I think it was overall very impressive. And looking at this team, looking at their depth chart, they are looking as good as ever, right? Led by Mike Vrabel, the head coach. Of course, your quarterback, Ryan Tannehill. They drafted Malik Willis to be the future. He's going to be on the sideline, sitting down, making sure he soaks up everything from the vet. Ryan Tannehill's been in the league for quite some time now. Of course, the running back core, we all know Derrick Henry is the king, one of the best running backs, if not the best running back in the game in the last few seasons, and is going to come back and retake his throne and for another 2,000-plus yard season, I'm sure. But also, not just him. Dontrell Hilliard had a good year last year whenever Henry was hurt, and also drafted Hassan Haskins this past year's draft, so they have a stacked running back room this upcoming year. Looking at the receiving core, you got Austin Hooper, the tight end who I mentioned they had signed. That's going to be a big addition. And then also on the O-line, they've got Dylan Raddins, Nate Davis, Ben Jones, Jamarco Jones, Taylor Lewin. And so, I mean, they are keeping a lot of guys. They're looking really good. And, I mean, you got to have a really good offensive line to block for Tannehill and to make holes for Henry. So that is a key priority they always look at each and every season. And the other wide receivers, you got Treylon Burks, the man who they drafted coming out of Arkansas. I think he's going to play a big role this upcoming year as the number one, number two wide receiver. They also drafted Kyle Phillips, who's going to be getting some good snaps. You got Nick Westbrook, who's going to be looking good. Robert Woods, who I mentioned, is coming over, but he is coming off of an injury with his knee. So we'll see how effective he will be, if he'll miss any time, and if he can come back to that good form. And also you have Des Fitzpatrick, Racy McMath, just to name a few other ones on that receiving core. But we all know that this is a team who is kind of rare. They utilize the running game first. They prioritize that. And then the passing game is second, which is rare in today's NFL. But it's a nice change of pace, though. If you watch any of their games, it's something a little, it's nice, a little bit of a throwback. But I think that, like I said, they traded A.J. Brown. They knew he wanted to, you know, he wanted to be on a new team. So they traded him to the Eagles. They got Treylon Burks. It's a nice exchange, I think, because whenever Burks got drafted, it was funny. I was watching it. His NFL player comparison was A.J. Brown. So it worked out really well. The guy he drafted was an exact comparison. So we'll see how he can do. I think that Burks, like I say, he's great at Arkansas. Our guy, Vincent Turner, loves him. So I think he's got some big aspirations in 22. But switching over to their defense real quick, they got to have a good season yet again if they want to make some noise late in the playoffs this upcoming year. Let's start on the defensive line. Of course, you got Benico Autry, Tyre Tart, Jeffrey Simmons, Bud Dupree, David Long Jr., Zach Cunningham, Harold Landry III, Christian Fulton, Amani Hooker, Kevin Byard, Caleb Farley, Elijah Molden. That is a really good defense, top to bottom, O-line. D-line all the way back to your safety. You were looking really good. Then you also got the guys like DeMarcus Walker, Chance Campbell, Roger McCreary, Theo Jackson, A.J. Moore, Rashad Weaver, just to name a few, Monty Rice from Georgia. I mean, they are stacked, I think, on defense. I think people kind of forget how good their defense is going to look this year. I think they're going to take an even bigger step. And before I get into their schedule, right, I mean, I think that they are the clear-cut favorites in this AFC South. It's going to be, of course, another two-team race, I think, because, I mean, the Jaguars and the Texans aren't just there quite yet. I don't think they have the necessary pieces to get up to the upper echelon for the AFC South. It's going to be them and the Colts going at it one more time. We all know the Colts had a disappointing end to the year last year. They could have got in. They lost to the Jaguars on a rough week they like to forget about. So those two are going to be going at the whole season. But looking at the schedule for these Titans, they got the Giants on week one, the Bills week two, the Raiders week three, the Colts, who I mentioned, week four, the Commanders week five, week six, take some time off, enjoy it because you are having a bye week. Week number seven, come back strong with the Colts game. Week eight, you have the Texans. Week nine, the Chiefs. Week 10, the Broncos. 11, you got the Packers. 12 is the Bengals in that revenge game. Week 13, you have the Eagles. Week 14, the Jags. Week 15, the Chargers. 16 is the Texans. 17 is the Cowboys. And week 18, you got the Jaguars one more time. So a very good schedule. Like I said, you got a good mix of tough opponents, of some ones who I think they should beat. So I expect nothing less. I expect a very similar season, the Titans, as they had last year in 21. I expect, you know, obviously 10-plus wins from this team. I expect them to make the playoffs. I expect them to win the AFC South at most. If they have a wild card berth, that's fine. Be a little bit of disappointment, though, I think, personally, because this is a very good team. They're in that small window of opportunity that a lot of teams get where you have a really good team and you only have a handful of years to capitalize on it to get to that Super Bowl, to win a Super Bowl. And the Titans are looking to get there, man. It's been quite some time since they've been very, very good. We all know what happened, you know, back when they were in that Super Bowl a long time ago, just 1 yard short. So they're hoping to get it this year, get in the end zone, and bring the Titans home a Super Bowl. I expect them to get a deep playoff run, and who knows, they could go as far as barring injuries and just amazing stats. I think this team can go really far in 2022.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
I definitely believe that. And yeah, after, you know, seeing them get so close last year, and that last game with the Bengals was an epic one, especially for a lot of people that I know, because, you know, we're some Tennessee Titans fans because I grew up, you know, in Tennessee mostly, but also, you know, watching the Bengals play, I was a very big T. Higgins fan because I lived in Oak Ridge, Tennessee. So it was like watching the Battle of the Titans for us, you know, there as well. Yeah, so that was kind of a heartbreaker to see the Titans not go all the way to the Super Bowl last year. But what it does tell you, and I'm sure it tells the franchise owners, the team, and the players and coaches, is that they were that close. And just like you mentioned, they have the tools on deck from last year. They have some great additions now. They have an incredible offense. So they just have to continue to execute, and I think that they do have a good chance this year. So, yeah, super excited to see where that goes. And for everyone who's watching, it's a Tennessee Titans fan, an NFL fan, or a fan of any of the players, or just, you know, fans of Tennessee in general, we would love to hear from you. Put in the comments, what do you think will happen for the Tennessee Titans season? And we would love to hear about it. And if you're watching our podcast, first off, thank you again. We absolutely love our podcast listeners. But besides that, if you are listening over on Spotify or Apple, Amazon, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Overcast, or even on the Believe Podcast Network official site, which is our sponsor, we would also love to hear from you there. Drop us a review, give us a subscribe button, hit, give us a thumbs up, or whichever format on your podcast rating system that they allow you to give us a little bit of feedback. And we love you for that. And one of the main reasons that we really get those reviews and we love those reviews is because it helps to push us up in those algorithms that show us to other great people that love football. But still, at the very heart of it, the reason that we are able to grow so quickly and so much is because of you telling your friends and family by word of mouth about our show. So thank you again for that. And thank you to Mr. Logan Landers for that incredible preview of the Tennessee Titans for this upcoming season. I am your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be back with another episode of 100 Yards of Football here in just a moment. Stay tuned.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.